satiate my fascination with how this would look if we win a championship. And, John, we are seeing how this looks. We are seeing the community come together, and this is absolutely fantastic. Jason Longshore, give me a big hug, dude. Give me a big. We won this damn thing.
Woo! Rick, why is your shirt off? No! There's kids here. Come on. Be professional.
Yo, what's up, Atlanta?
Jason's got the championship fedora on. He's got the Kangol ready to rock and roll. Now, was this the same one you wore on Saturday night? Did you have this Kangol on Saturday night?
Yep.
Now, have you taken it off? Have you showered, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely that. No, I made sure to wear the same outfit I wore at Red Bull Arena. Exact same outfit, four layers still, and it wasn't that hot in there, actually.
Right.
So I'm kind of glad I did. It was nasty weather all the way around on Saturday night, but I don't think anybody really minded at the end of it.
What was the scene like for you guys? And I know you have a bunch of, you know, responsibilities after the game. You're there doing post-game. And
yeah.
How, for you, like, I know the emotions were here when Mike Conti was shaking you. And, and it was almost like you were in disbelief that it was happening. But take me through from that point, like, through the rest of the night. How did you come down from the high that was the championship?
It was ups and downs. I mean, I was pretty well keeping it together until the shot on Fox as they were getting ready to present the trophy, and you could see Arthur Blank just about there.
Right.
And I was just about there with it because I know how much it meant to him, and I know what he puts into this city. I've always felt like, you know, I know what he did for the Falcons. I was a Falcons fan as a kid, and no back-to-back winning seasons forever until Arthur took control of the team. And he puts his just – heart and soul into his foundation, does so many things that are good for the city that, that we don't even know about. And this was kind of his passion play. You know, I mean, it's a business and it's a good business right now. You see the valuations. MLS and Atlanta United are doing really well. But this is his heart. And I think that really got to him. I know, you know, him and Michael Parker set a really special moment. And him getting the chance to lift that trophy in front of the fans and in front of the team, that got me.
Jason Longshore in our broadcast position right now. We are looking down on the field here at the Home Depot backyard. Tens of thousands of people, God knows how many. John's thinking north of 100,000 just right out here. What do you think headcount right out here, Jason?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's got to be close to that. I don't know what the capacity is out here, but it was mind-blowing to just see people join into the parade.
Right.
I mean, I've never called a parade, so I don't know if that's normal or not. But people just jumped in and started singing and chanting. And getting to see the players join in on that, you know, I mean, that's something you only get to do when you win like this.
Right.
You only get that special moment in that time.
What was cool for me, Jason, we could see as you guys were coming through, they got these big video boards. You could see people throwing memorabilia on and guys taking time signing it and throwing it back. Our buddy Ross came through. And he had an American flag, and it was signed by Tata Martino and Joseph.
Nice.
And he's ecstatic. Like, you know, this is something that, you know, unfortunately you don't get to, as a fan a lot of times, get close to the players and really get to know them. We're blessed enough to be around them.
Yeah.
But for guys that, you know, you're watching this, and all of a sudden your team wins, and Atlanta United, they've gotten it. These guys have always understood, like, it's bigger than just anything there. But I think, are we going to go up to the board? Not yet. We're not going to do that yet. But, Jason, that's the moment where – these guys have connected so well with the city.
Yeah, it's something about this game that just lends itself to that. It's such a passionate sport, and that's such an element to it. I mean, we're seeing the Golden Spike being brought in here. All of our usual traditions are being brought out to the Home Depot backyard. It's amazing. It's right now where MLS is level-wise, too. It's very accessible. It's very accessible for people to meet these guys and talk to these guys. And these players who are here, whether they're from the U.S. or not, they love interacting with the fans.
Jason Longshore hanging out with Rick and John here. We are at the Home Depot backyard. This is a championship parade Monday. How about when Joseph Martinez and Miguel Almiron are individually subbed out near the end of the match, obviously for defensive purposes, and also just to let the crowd shower them with love. Talk about those two moments on Saturday night.
That was subbing Martinez when you did. That was the biggest swagger move by a manager I've ever seen. Because the game's over at that point. You're basically telling everybody, no, we're done. We're good. We're good. We don't need anything else. We've got this. And then Almiron at the end, that was definitely to give him that special moment. That was one of the loudest things I've ever heard, ovation.
I'm at the bench with Charity, and we're loving the game and stuff. She goes, didn't Joseph just score a goal? Why are they bringing him out of the match? And I'm like, Vialba is better defensive player, right?
that's calling your shot right there. That is such a bold move from Tata Martino, but he was that confident.
Mike Conti has joined the party. He's already been a part of the party, but he is up here at our broadcast position right now.
The line for the Porto, John, was a little long.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
hey, shout out to the Georgia.
Did you hand sanitize, Mike?
Of course.
You know I've got it.
Shout out to the Georgia PTA who let me jump out and use their bathroom during the tour.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to be an old man now. So, wow. Oh my goodness.
Woo!
What a scene! What scenes in downtown Atlanta? I know we're going to take a break and come back and join the podium, but this is
okay,
amazing.
Yeah. And Mike, I do want to know because you were at the Falcons party, the rally before they went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I kind of want to get you to compare that to what we're witnessing right here, but we do need to take a break. Rick and John throwing our midday party on a championship parade Monday. We are champions, Atlanta. Atlanta United has brought us a crown at last. We'll be right back.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This city has a champion, and it's Atlanta United, winners of the 2018 MLS Cup Final.
Congratulations to our United.
They storm the playoffs and take the cup.
If we have 11 guys playing their game and they're on for that game, we feel like we can beat anybody in the league.
Congratulations, United.
Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To all those doubters, to all the haters that said Atlanta wasn't a sports city, I just want to use the words of one famous AT alien. The South's got something to say. That's all I got to say.
That's Darren Eels, Rick Kamla, John Michaels, Jason Longshore, Paul Bibles here. The whole gang is here. V103 is here as well. Very well represented. We got bosses here. We've got everybody, man. And people are starting to file out right now at the Home Depot backyard as the championship parade has led here and the celebration continues.
Right.
But in terms of Blank and the players and the coaches and everybody talking, that is a wrap. But that's fantastic, man. I thought when Darren Eels was setting up for – you know, that lyric that he dropped on us.
Right.
I thought that was going to be the dump button moment of this ceremony. Didn't you?
Yeah, I thought he was going to go somewhere a little more with a couple of words that aren't allowed to be said by the FCC. By the way, and I know a lot of people have stopped by and have inundated these trucks that are selling all the Atlanta United Championship merchandise. If you haven't had a chance to and you want to get them closer to your home, stop by Dick's Sporting Goods. That's where all the official Atlanta United Championship gear will be sold. I was a little disappointed, Jason. I saw before the match you tweeted out and you said, you know, when street vendors are out here with maybe some unlicensed stuff, you've reached a big event. I didn't see any street vendors today.
I did.
Did you?
I did on the parade route. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Street meat?
No, not street meat.
No. That's a whole John different conversation,
street
Rick.
Meat.
Dude, street meat is great.
Yes. I'm in.
Meat on
the
cart?
We already had that, and I'm out on street meat. You know that.
Give me taco stands
on the
side.
I'm way too bougie for street meat.
I'll take some random taco stands. It'd be good.
The best food I've ever had in my life, and they used to have this right outside the Orange Bowl. May the old lady rest in peace. The Orange Bowl is no longer. But outside of the Orange Bowl, you're in Little Havana, there would be food carts where they cooked meat on a stick. Now, I'm not sure what kind of meat it was, but it was seasoned so well.
Oh yeah,
it was so tender. They put a couple of peppers in between there. That's the best food you can have.
Oh yeah,
my stomach was fine. I never would get sick off of that.
I love it, man.
It was seasoned well and cooked well. But talk about just going through the. We were kind of talking off the air the parade and what it was like driving through there, being a part of this, and you know, you and Mike say what you want. I know you both are very low key, very humble guys. You guys are celebrities in this town, and you represent a lot of what this club represents.
Yeah, that's been maybe the craziest thing for me is that people were running up to the van and wanted to shake our hands, mostly wanted to say thanks,
right.
and wanted to pass it on to the whole station. That's a big part of it. You know, we've talked about this a bunch of times over the last 2 years that I've been on with y'all, and soccer fans in this country have felt left out a lot of times, and yeah, sometimes we can be a little defensive about it. Sure, absolutely. But the fact that 92.9 The Game has embraced it is the biggest difference. And that's why I think soccer fans are listening to you guys for other sports as well now, too. Mm-hmm. And they're coming to you guys for everything because you guys embraced it.
I'm coming in super late to this thing, but I think soccer fans, and you tell me if I'm right with this theory, I think soccer fans appreciate just being respected and just being talked to normally. And John and I do that. I know Dukes and Bell crazy soccer fans, and they do it as well. It's just all about honoring the fan, okay? Like if we had a gymnastics team in town that was really kick butt and unbelievable, like honor them, okay? Give them their due. Give them the proper respect. And so that's the angle that John and I have gone at this with. And also from a fan, we've been to the bins a number of times. The atmosphere is ridiculous, man. All right, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I have friends from all over the country that I know through media and stuff like that, and they were tweeting me on Saturday night, "Oh my God, that arena!" Because I think more people were watching the MLS Cup. It's a championship than some of the games leading up to it. But people could not believe the bounce, the color schemes, the supporter group, and the flags and the noise, and just the activity. Just the life that is in that arena. And these are football fans, baseball fans, basketball fans, non-soccer fans. John texting me and just blown away. Yeah. Like, dude, that atmosphere is incredible. And just noticing it from all over the country. I think it's really cool.
So I left at about 1:30 in the morning from the bins and got home. And I'm wired. I can't sleep or anything. So I turned on the game to watch it back. You kind of take it for granted because, you know, we're in the zone. You've got the headphones on. You're not completely getting the vibe of the crowd. And we have to turn the crowd down.
Because you got to work.
Or you couldn't hear us on the broadcast. I couldn't hear Mike next to me if we didn't have headphones on. So I get home and turn on the TV, and the Fox broadcast was incredible in the way that it came off in terms of sound.
Right.
It was so loud. I just don't remember hearing American sporting events like that.
I have been to some insane college football environments.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I always go back. Miami, Florida State games are a different level.
Georgia, LSU, and Baton Rouge
it's
for
a
me
religious
is the
experience.
One that's hard to compare.
Right here, what used to be the Georgia Dome, the NFC Championship game in 2016, you know, people always ask me, say, "Hey, I screamed your name when you're walking by on the field," and I always have earbuds in. That game, I had them cranked up so loud, I had to take like four because my head was pounding. And every now and then I would take an earbud out just to hear how loud it was. That may have been the loudest game I've ever been to. It's definitely the loudest game I've been to in Atlanta. People that were at both said Saturday night here at the Benz was louder.
It was. The things that kind of wrecked me emotionally in that night was the Arthur Blank moment that I told you about. But the crowd singing "We Are the Champions," you know, usually, okay, you play that, you hear people singing along. It's kind of low-key. They were roaring that song in there. It was insane to hear that.
It sure was, man. Jason Longshore reveling in this championship with Rick Hamlin and John Michaels. It is a championship parade Monday. Still can't believe I'm saying that. It sounds so freaking good. And it was Michael Parkhurst up there at the podium. He said, "This feels so damn good." And he's a player, and he's had so many bitter disappointments. Okay, so give him that. I can't relate to what he's experiencing. He poured a pint of blood out on that soccer pitch on Saturday night and throughout the season. But just John, me, you, this feels so damn good to be champions and not be in the Kia Studios, although we love it there, but be out here on a cold, crappy Monday talking about a championship and seeing everybody. This is just amazing.
I went to the Braves parade in 1995. I was a freshman at the University of Georgia, drove over from Athens for that. I didn't have any other basis for comparison because there hasn't been another one.
Right.
That's the crazy thing is that the next team to bring it is the soccer team that's 2 years old.
So how does that compare? That Braves parade that, it, you know, your recollection, I know a lot of parties between, you know, now and then,
been
Jason.
A few. Just a few.
But how does it compare?
Your brain cells are gone. It's hard to even compare. Like, I don't even remember how big that was, but I know we were very close to the street when we were watching it. I think it was a longer route, and you didn't have something like this at the end. It was just a parade through, and that was it. I think the combination of this and just how organic it felt. I mean, that's the difference, is it was very, like, we felt like there was a huge distance between the team and the fans. This one, it's all one. It was a march over here.
Right.
That's unique.
But that's what, and you guys were describing it, anybody that's been to the Gulch, you know that the supporters group all meet. It doesn't matter which supporters group you're a part of. They all meet together, and we march to the stadium together, 30 or 40 minutes, maybe an hour before the match. They've got their flags. They're chanting. They're having a great time. That's the thing that I've felt from this more than anything. You know, I always shout out the faction because Jay and Spencer have been so great with us. But we've had
– and the Tito's.
Yeah, well, the Tito's doesn't hurt any either.
With lemonade.
With lemonade.
It's extraordinary.
And the catered food. But, no, but, I mean, they've been great. Footy Mob's been great. Resurgence, they've all taken the time to come
Terminus
into the
Legion.
Station.
Mm-hmm.
Terminus Legion, all of them. But what you feel when you go to one of these tailgates, and I maybe it was Darren Eales, it might have been Arthur Blank that said it, it is inclusion.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're here to cheer on this team. We don't care what your background is. We don't care what your economic status is. We don't care who you vote for. We don't care. On this show, we never care about any of that stuff. We care that you're here to cheer for Atlanta United. If you're not part of a group, come be a part of a group. If you want to come tailgate, come tailgate. And I think that's what's made this thing feel so big.
That's a huge part of it. I mean, when I worked with soccer in the streets, I coached a group of boys just about all from Mexico out of East Point and College Park. And they didn't grow up watching football like we did. They didn't grow up with the Braves. So they got into it a little bit, and they tried to connect to it. I see those guys now that they're grown up. I run into them in the Gulch. Right. I run into them in the stadium. And this is what makes them feel like, yes, Atlanta is now my home. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is home to me now because of that. Because you walk through the Gulch, people are going to offer you a drink. They're going to offer you a beer. They're going to put their arm around you. They're going to give you food. It is inclusive, and I don't know if you get that anywhere else.
Do you remember, John, when we were broadcasting at the Gulch before the Red Bulls game, the girl comes up, and she was sauce. She goes, drink it. Just drink it. Just do a shot. Come on. Just do a shot. It's just a shot. Just do it. And she had this scuzzy bottle of tequila. Yeah, I mean, it was bottom row.
That
it
wasn't
was about,
tequila. It was, I'm not sure what that was.
It was about 80% gone. There was backwash mixed in right. with the alcohol. And I was like, nah. Actually, but now, we had the moratorium. We couldn't drink while on the air.
We've all seen Bar Rescue, and they get John Taffer yells at you for, like, pouring liquor back in. That bottle was used from something else. That wasn't an original bottle. And she – I'm God bless her. I hope she had a great time at the match. But
she did, John, trust me, for
what she can remember.
Yes. But I love it.
But again, that's what you get down there. Esperanza group, they, you know, they've and
La Doce, one of the Latin groups. It's all the same.
They all make it into just a big party. We're going to have a great time. We're going to go scream as loud as we can, literally from start to finish for Atlanta United. Mm-hmm. Nobody sits down, and I don't think anybody sat down on Saturday.
No.
I don't care if you were in section 980 or you were up on top of the roof. Nobody sat down.
The couple thousand Portland fans might have sat down.
Wow.
They probably sat down about the 80th minute because it was pretty much done by that point. The thing about today that stuck with me, we were talking about it off the air, you know, you see other parades, especially with teams that win the title for the first time, and you don't want it to end. They have the ceremony. Everybody wants to talk for a half hour and drop all their lines.
Right.
This group was all business. Like, they look like they've been here before. This doesn't feel like the first time. It doesn't feel like the only time.
Shout out to my boy Manny. I know he's walking away, but he's one of the guys in the end zone, always holding the flag during the match, and he's a Cane too, so he's a great guy.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with that. We actually sat together at Georgia Tech Miami. It went a lot better on Saturday night than it did that Saturday night at Bobby Dodd Stadium. But, you know, again, that's inclusive. Just people you meet from everywhere that have listened to this station doing everything. How were the Portland fans? How did they react to the environment here in Atlanta?
They were awesome. There was a little bit of, like, back and forth about they wanted more tickets and things like that. And, look, the MLS Cup is not the Super Bowl to neutral site, and they did the neutral site thing for a while. You never guarantee a great crowd and a great spectacle for TV. TV was very happy with this spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
Very happy. And I think Portland had a number of fans here. I know they were allocated 1,700 tickets. I know more came. They had a great time. They enjoyed it. They didn't enjoy the result, but I think they enjoyed the city. This is the number one trip for every team around the league. You want to come to Atlanta and experience this.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Get here on Thursday, rock star a little bit on Thursday, super rock star on Friday, and then you got the match at the Benz.
And that's
on
the other
Saturday
thing about
night.
The Atlanta fans, too, is they welcome that. They
right.
they have parties with the opposing fans the night before. It feels kind of like those good college football rivalries where you'll walk through, yeah, you're going to get some banter and some trash talk back and forth, but they're going to bring you over and give you a beer.
So
maybe not Miami, Florida.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, not the college football rival I'm a part of.
So
yeah.
It's not going to be like Vikings fans in an Eagles game getting clocked upside the head with beer cans.
No.
It's not going to be like that.
No.
You mentioned TV, and I was in the house blessed to be in the house. Me and Charity were just literally, Jason, it is a memory that I will cherish and never forget. To be there with my wife, jumping up and down with her. You know, beginning of the second half, she sat down. I think she was tired from standing. And she was looking up at the board. We scored the second goal. And it's so funny yesterday. She's like, I really love it when they score the goals. It's just so cute. It's so damn cute and awe. But she, at the end of the match, like, I think she kind of, when we were up 2-0 and she sees, like, and she knows the championship is on the line, she started standing up and she started oohing and awing. Yeah. Like, ah, ooh, ah, like, great save. Like, oh, he really saved it. There was one time, Jason, when she goes, kick it, kick it. It was just, I'll never forget it, man.
I love it.
It was unbelievable. But you mentioned TV. Mm-hmm. And according to ratings released by Fox Sports, the MLS Cup drew a final 1.2 rating. I don't know what that means, but it says it's the highest for the MLS Cup in 20 years. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean globally for MLS? Does that mean it's kind of hitting?
Well, but that's the thing. That's your domestic rating. This was in 150 countries as well. And that's one of the things that we don't talk about enough with MLS and TV is they're bringing in a lot of money internationally because – you have a time zone where it really works well because there's no other major games going on. In Europe, yeah, it's late night, but that's really appealing. If you're a hardcore soccer fan, you're going to watch it. And you see that atmosphere, it looks like home. So that on top of the local rating, 11.5 yeah. locally, which is on par with Falcons games. Like, that's massive to get. That's the thing about Atlanta compared to other MLS markets. The fan base is not just who shows up in the building. Mm-hmm. The fan base is huge. The fan base is also regional. And there's only more room to grow for this. Like, this is not as big as it's going to get.
Here's what's amazing. The Benzes was amazing. Okay, you got 73,000, a new record there. That's awesome. What was more amazing to me was seeing pictures at sports bars.
Sport and
where
social.
It was sport and social, you couldn't move.
Yeah.
You only see stuff like that.
And that's
for
a cavernous place.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. huge college football games or for the Super Bowl or a giant Falcon. To see that kind of lets you know that this thing isn't. And I've seen people trying to poo-poo today. Oh, this is a fad. It'll go away in 2 years.
Stop.
This isn't a fad. It's not going anywhere.
You tried that last year. You tried that before it kicked off. Keep recycling the old 80s takes. You might find another one. Go ahead. It doesn't matter. You're going to get left behind.
Jason, another thing, you know, Miami's about to get a sports franchise. They're about to get an MLS mm-hmm. team. And a lot of people down there that are big soccer proponents are going, look what Atlanta's doing. Miami's an international city as well. And I think what Atlanta has done now in the couple of years with Atlanta United, it can make it where a city like Miami goes, we want a soccer franchise. And maybe you start having more with 40 and 50,000 people in arenas.
Yeah, you've got to. And Miami's got to figure this out because if they want to replicate this, you can't do it in a 25,000-seat stadium. It's too small. It feels too small. You have to start pushing bigger. You know, we've talked about it where Detroit is trying to get in. And they changed their bid because of Atlanta's success to include Ford Field mm-hmm. because they want to retrofit it. They want to do what's happening here where you can do a 40,000 and open it up. You have to start thinking bigger. American soccer has to start thinking bigger. Take the shackles off. Arthur Blank saw it. Arthur Blank said, you know what, MLS, I'm not going to go build a suburban stadium for 20,000 people. I'm going to wait. And when it's right, I'm going to kill it. And he did.
So here's the key. As we talk with Jason Longshore, Rick and John here at the Home Depot backyard on a championship parade Monday. But in terms of Atlanta United, Jason, they have an unbelievable team. I've been saying this since, I don't know, early in this past season. They're the Golden State Warriors of MLS.
Right.
Okay. So if I'll admit right now, if Atlanta United was a 500 team and you know, playoff bubblicious and all this
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff, I'd be interested,
right?
But it would be a casual interest. The fact that we have an absolute rock star team, and we keep it real here. If I sound like a front runner, so be it. I don't care. but the fact that we have an unbelievable team. So to your point, if Miami wants to make it work, if Minnesota wants to make it work, these other cities want to make it work and blow it up like here, you got to have a rock star team, bro. Yeah. You can't blow up a 3-15 soccer club. Okay,
right.
It's got to be a badass team.
And we know Miami's not going to go. They're going to go big. I mean, some of the names that are being linked to Miami are big names in the soccer world. I still think you've got to go. You've got to talk to a Cristiano Ronaldo. You've got to talk to a Lionel Messi in Miami to crack mm-hmm. that market. The other one that is slightly under the radar, but in an international market like Miami, James Rodriguez from the Colombia national team would be a monster in Miami. But you got to put on a good product. Let's compare Minnesota and Atlanta because they launched it the same. Darren Eales, Arthur Blank said, we want to win a championship. Straight away, we want to win a championship. We're not here just to settle. We're not here just to shake hands. Minnesota said it's going to take us 3 years to be good. Mm. What's the effect going
to
be?
Are they even close to being good, by the way?
They're in the ballpark after this season, but they're closer than Orlando.
I was just going to – that was a nice bit of shade there.
Nice
Orlando.
Little cheap shot, just, but we like you know, it.
I just wrote down here Orlando City. But you're in my brain right now.
There's a team in Doraville that's closer than Orlando
wow.
right now.
Yeah, but, yeah, there's a few that play in League of Lawrenceville that are. Yeah.
But Jason, what are the mentally soft Orlando City wussies thinking about this championship for Atlanta United?
Go check some of the replies to me on Twitter and Atlanta fans on Twitter. They were not happy to have to watch this. I feel bad for the good fans in Orlando, and there's a lot of good fans in Orlando. That was a club that had a lot of that support right. from day one. They just haven't had the product. Mm-hmm. They've gotten worse every year. Mm. And now, you know, you've got players saying, look, we're not going to be able to turn this around in a year. That's a problem. Here, it feels like this is about to take another leap, another jump. As big as MLS Cup was, as big as the season was, you have CONCACAF, you have a title to defend, you have a supporter shield to win, which you haven't won. There are still things out there for Atlanta United to accomplish.
We know Tata's leaving. Most likely Miguel Almiron's going to leave as well. Anybody else leaving, or do you think that this group will be kept together because of the success that they had?
I think the core of the group will stay together. There will be offers because when you win a title and you do it in the style that Atlanta did, teams will want to come in and get your talent. I don't know how many others will leave. There's going to be big names coming in, too, though. Some of the rumors are really big. It's going to be a busy offseason. We'll
so you say we're getting
about.
Ronaldo. This is awesome.
Hey, Jason, one more time. Let's jump up and down, dude. Woo-hoo! We won this damn championship.
My feet are frozen,
yeah,
so I can't jump
hurt.
Up and down. Yeah, I've had 3 days of frozen tootsies, so we're not going to do that anymore. Jason, congratulations. You and Mike have killed it. Jimmy
congrats,
Vance
homie.
As well.
Thanks, y'all.
Producer, you guys have been ambassadors for this game. Eric Davis, of course. You got a high five. Hey, you got a high five from Mike Conti. You
undefeated, are undefeated, Eric Davis.
Well, we might need to get you on some other broadcasts if that's the case. And it's, you know, I love Miller, so we're not getting rid of Miller.
Well, what's he doing for the Cardinals game this
yeah,
week?
Yeah, what are you doing exactly? Jason, thank you for stopping
thank
by.
You,
thanks for having fun. Go thaw out. We're going to talk some Falcons, I guess. We have to.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We'll do that next. Live here at the Home Depot backyard. We're still celebrating as Atlanta United wins a championship on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.